Wild Writing, Day 6. After a week in a white cube, alone, staring at the sea and listening to the silence and the inside of my head, I decided that change was in order. After making the changes, after the silence no longer bothered me, and the sounds inside my head became words written down on a page, I realized that change was not everything we sometimes hope it will be. After realizing that the change I need is not so easily identified, I began to wonder what kind of change might really achieve the things I want. After realizing what kind of change I wanted, I began to consider the concept of a Pyrrhic victory. The success I seek might well come at a cost so high as to make any success a waste of time. After that thought, and the idea that it may well be better for everyone if I just stopped thinking about such things, I got sick. After spending 4 days in bed in a global pandemic, considering the realistic possibility of my own expiry, I improved enough to get up and walk around a little. After walking around a little and looking at the world as if I might not be a conscious part of it for long, I realized that my son is everything. After realizing my son is everything, he looked at me with a huge grin on his face and told me to stay away because I had the virus. He's 5. He sees things clearly. After hearing such clarity from my young son, I decided to stop thinking so much about change. Change is something we go through. It's not something we manage. If it's managed, it's not change, it's an option. And life doesn't give us any of those, except in dreams.